Okay, well, unfinished business may be through all of the other news of the week, but it's certainly not the case in the World Cup. Spain won their first championship, and celebrations have been going on all night in Spain and South Africa.
Ole, ole, campeone, campeone, ole, ole.
But remember when they announced that the World Cup was going to be held in South Africa, they said that country would be the real winner of the contest. Joining us now is BBC sports correspondent Piers Edwards. Piers was at the final in Soccer City in Johannesburg last night and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you doing?
I assume you're rather worn out.
I am. I am. That's the shame of these big, long tournaments. By the end of them, you kind of wish they're over, but it's the World Cup, so obviously it's there to be enjoyed. And it just was a bit bitterly cold in Joburg last night, which tested the limits at the end of a long tournament.
Well, the game itself was kind of interesting. Can you kind of tell us about watching the game and what the fans were like as that sort of the foul-ridden game went forward?
Yeah, I mean, it was a hugely disappointing spectacle to finish the World Cup. So often the final has failed to disappoint. And for my money, you'd have to go all the way back to 1986 when Argentina under Diego, well, led by Diego Maradona, beat the Germans to find the last sort of decent World Cup final. It was goalless. It was spoiled by a number of bookings. Several Dutchmen were lucky to stay on the pitch, and English referee Howard Webb came in for a lot of criticism. I was in with the Dutch fans watching some of the game as I was roving around the stadium last night. And they very much were sort of livid with him, just as the coach was of the Dutch team. But in truth, they were rather lucky, the Dutch, because they could have ended up easily with eight men on the pitch. They had one man sent off. They should have had two more sent off. It was an ugly spectacle, but thankfully Spain settled it late on. The purists will be delighted by that, and also those who hate watching penalty shootouts will be delighted by that as well. There were just 4 minutes to go until the dreaded penalty, so Andres Iniesta saved us all.
Well, you know, you've been in South Africa for 18 months, so I'm sure you heard everyone saying that no matter who won the cup, South Africa would be the big winner. Can you kind of tell me about how that's turned out for South Africa economically?
Well, economically, that's a sort of a big issue because they ploughed a lot of money into the World Cup. Will they recoup it? They're certainly not going to recoup it this year. It's all going to be about the future, the legacy. And basically, the way they really wanted to win was in financial terms, both in terms of tourism, bringing fans into South Africa. South Africa gets around 10 million tourists a year. Many of them are businessmen. Yet it has this sort of dreadful reputation for crime. And so bringing in all these hundreds of thousands of visitors for the World Cup is going to make an enormous difference. And I've already spoken to many fans and read many reports about how people say they'll be coming back. They're blown away by the beauty of Cape Town. They've been blown away by the friendliness of the South Africans here. So tourism is going to be the big legacy. And that was always the aim of certainly the CEO of the local organizing committee, Dr. Danny Jordan. And then, of course, there's the investment. And that's the government are very keen that people will have seen that South Africa can organize things, can be trusted to do things, and therefore that it's a good place to invest. And so they'll be hoping in the months and years to come that there will be these knock-on financial benefits from hosting the World Cup. Obviously, only time will tell, but at the moment there's a bit of a big balance sheet to correct.
Well, whether the political leaders believe it or not, what about the people of South Africa? Do they think it was worth it?
I think the people think it was definitely worth it. You'll hear some of the sort of naysayers saying, listen, we didn't earn a penny or a cent or even a rand from hosting this World Cup. But I think it's slightly naive to believe that a country of 50 million, that everybody's going to benefit financially from hosting the tournament.
Can they tolerate not having all this attention? I mean, South Africa has been the center of the world for the last 18 months.
I think they can. I think they are on top of the world. There was so much negativity, certainly in my country, in Britain, and certainly in Germany. A lot of European newspapers and media were very critical, and that people have come out here and had to sort of apologize to some of the local organizers, say, we got it wrong, you guys have done a brilliant job. And South Africans are just incredibly proud. The whole time before running this competition, they were fearful about the team and fearful about the organization, but the team didn't perform, but the organizationally, they've done absolutely superbly. And it's just a feeling of immense pride at how well they've hosted the tournament. And there's a real sort of spring in the step of South Africans. Obviously, we have to see how long the honeymoon period lasts.
Well, Piers Edwards on his way to some well-earned rest. He's a BBC sports reporter and blogger. He was there to watch the final in Johannesburg yesterday. Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.